One's a vegan. The other's a cripple. No, it doesn't matter what they are. The show sucks. You're listening to Rant Speak. Rant Speak with Samaria and Smokehouse. Rant Radio Talk.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling? That the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. Well, think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
Good evening. It's time for Rant Speak.
Feeling empty.
Yeah, that sounds like me in the background, doesn't it? Let's just change that so I'm not distracted. How is everybody doing tonight? It's been, I think, 3 weeks now since you've heard my voice come across your speakers into your ears. It's Sunday night. It's time for Rant Speak. Late night, 11 p.m. Pacific time, and I can see everybody's in the IRC eagerly awaiting the show. Well, the show is here, and we're going to give Smokey a call right now. Back from DEF CON, back from Las Vegas. Met a bunch of fans there, and I'll be going over that in a little bit here. So let's see if I've got everything hooked up on my box correctly. And hopefully Smokey will be able to hear me when we give him a call. Let's bring the microphone over here so he's not like, I can't hear you, as usual. Smokey, can you hear me? Uh-oh. Smokey. I wonder if he can hear me.
Hello.
Ah, there you are. I can hear you now.
Sorry about that. I had my mic switched in the wrong position.
Okay. The off position instead of the on position?
No, it's got a stupid standby position that doesn't do anything but sit there and draw power.
Not quite off, but not quite on.
No, it just runs the batteries out and doesn't do anything, which I don't really understand.
Oh, that's perfect.
Sorry about that.
So you're nice and hissy tonight, I hear.
Am I?
Yeah.
It must be these mics, dude. There's nothing I can do about it, really.
That sucks. Can you crank yourself up a little bit there?
Hold on.
Pretty low volume.
Okay, hold on.
It says May 9th, 2004 on the ID tag. Well, that's probably just left over from the show that was on just before us. So it's not May 9th. It's actually August 8th.
So, is that better?
Yes, that's better. Thank you.
Okay.
A little bit better. I think we may have to deal with that.
Well, screw off, dude.
Maybe just get a little closer to the microphone.
I'm, like, right up on it.
Is your mouth swallowing the microphone?
Pretty close, I would say.
Excellent. So how are you doing?
I don't want to know why you like that vision. I really don't.
I don't, but whatever works to get the show going, I guess.
Do we still remember how to do this?
No, I've totally lost touch with the real world. And
well, you did that a long time ago.
I became an American for 2 weeks there.
Yeah. God damn it. It sucked when you were gone, dude.
Did everything fall apart? Panic?
As soon as you left, everything went, we're going to die now.
Perfect. That's the way it usually happens when people leave. Everything just goes completely awry.
I mean, no sooner than you left, the talk station just fucked off.
Well, it does that a couple times a week, so that's not too surprising.
Oh. Yeah, but I mean, I couldn't get it restarted because it was doing stuff that it didn't do before.
Oh, great.
So I didn't know how to fix it.
Yeah, so there's like 52 different instances of it running?
Yeah, but see, I had no way of knowing that. I didn't think about it because the computer was acting like it was doing nothing at all.
Ah, nice.
Whenever I click on it to restart it, it would just bring up the industrial SAM, which is already running.
Oh, great.
So I had no idea that's what was happening.
Nice and confusing then.
So then I started to get all MacGyver, and I hooked up another computer in my house, and streamed live from my house for like 2 days.
Oh, God. I guess that works, eh?
It works. You know, I have enough archives to pull it off.
In a pinch. Yeah.
But then that crashed, you know, and I'm like, well, fuck this.
Well, just sit. Now you know for the future, I guess, eh? Well, I had to turn off the music because you're still really quiet. They wouldn't be able to hear you.
Hold on. God damn it.
Yeah, the connection's sucking, too. Oh, but this thing's louder.
How's that?
Much better. I think I can turn the music back on. That's much, much
okay.
better.
Okay. Okay.
Now I can hear you. Good stuff.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. You know, you have to get the volumes adjusted after you're away for a while.
Yeah.
It's Rant Speak once again in your ear holes.
You should have a lot to talk about.
Yes, lots and lots to talk about. Let's just get everyone primed and prepped for the show. So if you want to
okay,
get...
Okay.
I see a bunch of people in the IRC right now. It's there's Invader, Pinion Blue...
Mm-hmm.
Red Maiden, Zombie Morgan, a whole bunch of new names. VTM, Gluco, Challenge, Purden, Tech Tricks. Who else? That's about it. That's taking up the majority of the people talking.
Yeah, 63 people in the IRC.
63 people idling in the IRC. Oh, and Chipcat there. Okay. If you want to get into the IRC, you can go to rantradio.com, click on the community tab, and click on chat. And it's got some instructions there, and you can either use an IRC client or you just go through the webpage if you like that one.
Yep.
Which you won't, so you'll want to download an IRC client.
That pretty much sucks.
Yeah. But it's there in a pinch for people who have no clue. If you want to download an old show, we've got a website for that. If you could post that in the IRC... You can download the old archives, and there's a couple people working on some ideas. Some of them are pretty decent. There's one recently submitted that I liked quite a bit.
Yes, that's as nice as we get around here. Well, it's pretty decent.
That's right. That's what you get for free.
Yes.
And this show is what you get for free, so...
Yeah, so if you don't like it, that's too bad. This is our budget right here.
Budget is zero. Budget's in the negative, actually. We have to spend money on equipment, so...
Mm-hmm.
So it's less than free. It costs us money. So this is what you get. And we have a forum that is not used for Rant Speak, but there's a lot of other good things in the forum you can chat about.
Yeah, there's nothing really to talk about in our forum.
No, there's the show, and yeah, listen to it. That's about it.
Yeah, I did. How about that?
Yeah,
wow.
Exactly. You can get involved in Rant Radio. There's a lot of ways you can get involved. You can send in your picture, which I was going to do today, but I didn't get around to, so that'll be going up in the next few days. I'm going to do a big update of all the mug shots for people.
I've seen there are some new pictures up there already, actually.
Those are pretty old.
Well, I just noticed the one of Purden, because I hadn't seen it before.
Did it frighten you?
That kid's got a big head on him, let me tell you.
Yeah,
wow.
he's a big kid. You'll
dark
kick,
helmet, move over.
You'll kick your ass.
Yeah, I'm sure he will.
You can send your picture, if you want to be as cool as Purden, to info@rantradio.com. That's my email address.
Yes, because Sim is too cool to have Simarian at rantradio.com. That would make too much sense.
Yeah, that's way too much. Way too easy. It's just easier if it's info. It's a nice catch-all.
Isn't that weird how that your email address doesn't have your name in it, but mine does, and people still ask me what my email address is?
Yeah, yours should be a lot easier to guess then.
I know. Makes no sense. Anyway, go ahead.
If you're overseas and you're not on North America, you can send in your info about your name, city, and country, and we'll put it up in the long distance listeners list. So everyone can see of all our listeners around the world, because this is the internet, and it's not just local.
That's right.
You can also tell somebody about Rant Radio, and that is the best way to participate.
That's the most important thing, too.
If you like a show, if you like a project, if you like one of our video things we do, if you like one of Sean's books, somebody's going to like something that we do, I'm sure. And that's why you're here, and that's why you're listening to it. What?
I said, I would hope.
Yeah, I would hope somebody, unless you're listening to us to, because you hate us and you want to build up ammo to take us down, because...
Well, that's okay, too, because we like that, too.
Yeah, we like hate mail. That's fun once in a while, you know.
I enjoy it immensely.
Especially when it's real hate mail, like they actually hate us.
Oh, it's awesome. I love it.
And not the fake stuff, because it's pretty easy to see through the fake stuff.
No, but when people don't like you, that's almost as good as fan mail.
It is, because they're paying attention. It's you're doing something that's so controversial.
And they hate you so much, they just listen because they want to know what you're going to say next. That's
which is great, because you're torturing them at the same time, and they have to listen to see if you talk about them and say their email on the air.
Yeah, and deep down, they're all egomaniacs, and they love it just as much. Ooh, he said my name on the radio.
Oh, of course. Living off the fame of others.
Yes, and what fame we have.
Oh, we're immense. We're worldwide, baby.
We must have something.
Yeah, something's going on. You can also, we've got lots of jobs for people that pay nothing.
Yes.
Just like we get paid nothing, you can get paid nothing too and claim all the glory that you work for Rant.
Talk to me and I will work you like a dog.
Damn right. There's some project listings in the forums that you can participate in if you are handy with a computer or a microphone or a video camera or people or whatever. There's something for everyone. Or programming. Check out that link in the IRC.
Basically, what we want people to do is build us up and whore us out, pretty much, is what we're after.
Yeah, there's a lot of jobs for whoring us out. Be our pimp, okay? And you can also send in your news stories to me, and I will read them on the air. Stuff that kind of pertains to the show, and you'll get a gist for what the show is about in a little bit.
Yes.
We also need bandwidth, because people listen to our stations. A lot of people listen to our stations.
A lot.
And therefore, we need more bandwidth for streaming, not for mirroring. We got lots of that, no problem.
I may have an inroad on some of that, by the way. I have to check on some things.
Excellent. So,
I can't say anything yet, but I have to.
It's not going until the band steps on stage.
That's right.
Yeah, the bandwidth's not there until it's actually streaming stuff. So I'd never hold my breath. But it's always good to know that there's people out there willing to help. And you need if you work at an ISP or at a school or something, and you have a box sitting on a fat pipe, and you can install Shoutcast. Drop me a line, info@rantradio.com, and we'll set you up. We also need some DJs. Lots of DJs applying. Lots of DJs not with a lot of follow through. So if you want to be a DJ, you gotta send a show to Smokey.
Yes, we do have some new ones, by the way.
Oh, excellent! So I guess
while you were away,
good.
This actually happened. But see, you leave and shit happens. I don't understand that.
I should leave more then, huh?
as long as I can get a hold of you, I don't care where you go.
Excellent. You can always email me. So if you want to be a DJ, you can send an email to Smokey, smokehouse@rantradio.com. He is the program director. He will set you up. Make sure you have your shit in line before you email him.
Yes, better, because if you don't, you'll know about it later.
That's right. You should have a demo ready. If you're not sure whether the idea is good, you can just drop a line to Smokey. He'll say if it's a good idea or not. And then you can make a show, because you don't want to waste your time if the idea is not going to go anywhere.
And people think that, like, I'm a dick about, you know, demos and stuff. And if people think, you know, I just live to turn people down. That's not the case. When somebody says, I have a demo, I get all excited and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then someone that, like, sucks, then I get pissed off. But
don't be discouraged, people.
No, there's two different kinds of suck. There's, like, the suck where somebody tried really hard, but they didn't quite make it. And then there's other ones where people just sort of, quote-unquote, mail it in. and trust me, I can tell the difference.
Oh, yeah.
And you're better off not being in the mail-it-in category.
Make the show as if you're going to actually do the show. Don't talk to Smokehouse or me during the show. Talk to the listening audience, because you could always use that show as your first show if it's good enough, right?
If it's good enough, I'll let you do that. But don't sit there and tell me what you're going to do. Okay, I don't like that. Just do it.
Just do a show. It's that
That's
easy.
Right.
So do you have any news, Smokehouse? Things that happened while I was away? Things you want to talk about?
New shows. Let's see. We have a hardware show.
Oh,
it's going to be coming on.
A computer hardware show?
Computer hardware show. It's hosted by Mr. Echo and Liquid Blue, who runs the IRC.
That's excellent.
Which will be on It'll be on Saturdays at 7 o'clock.
Oh, excellent. 7 p.m., I'm assuming.
It starts next week, the 15th.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, Mr. Echo's been around for a long time, and Liquid Blue, I think he just found out about the station not too long ago, or maybe he's just been lurking in the corners.
And like I said, that will be Saturday at 7 o'clock. We also have another a debate show, which is already on the air. I went ahead and put them on the air. It's called You're Wrong, and the host is... that's a great name.
It is. You're wrong.
The host name is, his name is Logan, and he has a guest panel every week with like three or four people, and they just debate stuff.
Wow, that's great.
That's on Mondays and Fridays.
Really?
And it goes from 3 to 5.
Hardcore. Wow, that's awesome.
We lost Shoutbox, unfortunately.
Oh no.
Not able to do it anymore. He's too busy.
That happens.
I guess he hadn't been on in a while, and I wasn't aware of it.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But I finally got a hold of him, and he said he's not able to do it anymore.
Yeah. Life happens.
You know, we have another show, too, some talk show that we're going to get, but I don't have any details yet. I think it was the guy that you told me about. There was somebody who talked to you when you were in Vegas.
Oh, okay. That's it's probably related to freaking or hacking.
Something.
Because he's part of the Bin Rep crew.
Yeah, I listened to his demo and I gave him the okay, but I haven't heard back from him
since I did that. He was very enthusiastic about it, so I'm sure he'll have some follow-through because he's already done some shows.
Yeah.
I think he just posts them on the internet, so I think that will be a good one.
Yeah, it'll be a good one. He's pretty good.
Excellent.
DJ Pulse is sick.
Oh, no.
Vicky has kidney problems, and he was thinking about going on hiatus until October. But since I talked to you last and you said that people told you when you were in Vegas that they liked his show, he might try to stay on the air while he's sick. He's not sure.
Well, as long as he's not putting himself out and making it worse, then no. I say go for it if he's up to it.
Yeah. And if you want to send him get well wishes, just send me an email and I'll forward them on to him.
Yeah, smokehouse@ramradio.com.
Radio.com, yes. He's a very private kind of person. That's why he doesn't give his email address out.
Ah, so you just pass it on for him.
Yeah, he has his reasons for that.
Okay, cool.
So, kind words for him, just send them to me.
Well, hopefully DJ Pulse will get better very soon. He'll get that all fixed up.
Mm-hmm. That's about it as far as new stuff going on.
Well, that's pretty good. That's very good. I mean, we lost two shows and gained three.
I've had some guys talk to me about punk shows too. Now that I think about it.
Oh yeah, I think I passed a couple on for you there. Yeah, so that would be cool. Our first punk show.
Yeah, it'd be nice to actually have a show on that fucking station.
Yes, it would. That would be very nice. Maybe they can run it for me. I don't have time.
I don't know if I really know how, you know?
Yeah, well, we just need somebody. That's going to be another job posting soon. I'm going to need somebody to run the punk station in terms of the music, right? They just have to pick out the right music and upload it.
Yeah, we need a music director for the punk station.
Yeah, I'll keep taking care of the industrial station, no problem, and the talk station, but it's just too much. I can't handle the punk station.
You don't do shit with the talk station. That's all me.
No, I post the archives into it for the rotation.
Well, yeah, that's hard.
I have to click buttons to upload it, damn it. No, there's not much maintenance to that.
You're not the one that's got to upload the fucking news every day.
Yeah, that's a pain in the ass.
I still miss it sometimes, but that's just too bad.
Yeah, it's free.
Yeah.
We try and keep on top of stuff, yeah. But sometimes it sucks.
You can go download the news anyway from the Free Speech Radio people yourself.
That's right. We've got a link
if you miss it. Yeah.
If you miss it, you can always get it yourself, yeah. And that's what we're really doing is promoting them because they're really cool. And they're doing it for free, so it's all good, right? It's actually very professional
cool
as well.
Oh, it is. It's more professional than anything we've ever done.
Oh, for sure. It's very well done.
Yes.
So, Rant Media News, we need your help on some torrent seeds. A lot of people still sharing, but it's very slow. So, if you could help share the patrolling episodes and help share the Porn on Beta CD, if you can post those links in the IRC there.
Yep, I'm getting it.
That'd be cool. And the big Grant Media News, is that Ramp Media went to DEF CON. And what Ramp Media did at DEF CON was we provided the streaming from the conference areas where about 300 to 500 people were watching, people talking about social engineering, hacking, lockpicking, all the good stuff about hacking, social hacking and hardware hacking and computer hacking. And we took those, people were videotaping it, and we took those streams from the video cameras and ran them to their head end, which went into the hotel rooms for the overflow, because not everyone, there's about 3,000 to 5,000 people attending DEF CON. Very, very big event. It's massive, right? One of the biggest hacker conventions in the world.
So I'm told.
And one of the longest running, actually. This is the 12th year, and I think Hope's only been going for 4 or 5. It's massive, it's huge. So the overflow, people can't get in, see the conferences, so they go and sit in their hotel rooms and watch it, which I actually never attended one conference. I always sat in the hotel room and watched it because they're air conditioned, right? Oh, so is the hotel. But anyway, that's what we hooked up for them. We ran DEF CON television, and they loved us and invited us back next year, which is very, very cool that they thought that highly of us and the job we did. And of course, they
Invader
thought,
was.
Pardon me?
I'm sorry. The Invader was upset that I didn't go. And it's like, well, dude.
It costs money that we don't have.
Simple concept of finance.
Yeah, it's all about the cash. Like, it's a big trip for us. It was 5,600 kilometers round trip in my car. Cost a fortune in gas, fortune in hotel. I mean, they put us up in the hotel there, but we still have to get there, right?
Yeah, I mean, it couldn't have been a fortune for the hotel. Hotels in Vegas are cheap.
Yeah, so it wasn't too bad. It was about, I think, anywhere we paid from $30 US to $70 US for three people each night. And
that's really cheap.
Yeah. And out of the 12 days we were on the road, we slept in the car once. And that was the first night, and I vowed to never sleep in a car again ever.
Yeah.
Because it sucks ass. Never, ever, ever, ever. And they put us up in the hotel room for 5 days, so that's 6 out of the 12, so the other 6 we paid for.
Well, at least they gave you something, because nothing sucks worse than when people invite you down to cover something and then they won't, pay for it.
Yeah, so they're very accommodating. I mean, I'm not sure how the finances work for DEF CON, but I got the impression that not a lot of money is left over afterwards, because they pay for the hotel room. They put up everyone in the hotel, and they have to rent the hotel room. The whole hotel is for DEF CON. Absolutely everything.
Yeah.
It was the Alexis Park, yeah, near the Strip.
You think they could cut a deal where they could feed you, too, though?
That would be nice. We'll see about that next year, because it'd be quite an undertaking to do it again. I mean, it's neat to do it once as a fun thing, but if you're going to do it, like some of those people have been there since the beginning for doing it 12 years, and they do that every year.
Right.
And I'm sure after 12 years they get a few more perks, right? And now,
yeah,
now that we've established ourselves as we can do the shit, we know what we're doing. Maybe they'll be given a little bit more. But it was very accommodating what they did give us, and very thankful for that. And
I'm going to try to come next year. Who knows?
It's very... Anybody that's even remotely interested in computers would find it fascinating, all the conferences. And it's one big geek party. Oh, my God. The party is... It's insane.
I'd be drunk the whole time, so I don't really see what the problem is.
And
you know?
Some people were. They're like 30-foot beer bongs from the roof of the hotels.
Yeah.
There are people jumping off into the pools and hot tubs.
Yeah.
There are people coming, collecting the injured.
Yeah, that happens too.
Yeah, that happens. Lots of naked people abound. If you go to the DEF CON website and take a look at the photos, lots of naked people in the pools. Very insane.
Oh, really?
Tons of drunk people, yeah.
Invader said he's going to drive me to DEF CON next year.
Excellent. There you go. You got a ride already. Now you just have to find a place on the floor to sleep, huh?
Yeah. I should be able to afford a hotel room in Vegas by next year.
Excellent. Yeah, you can save up for it. I mean, it's 3 days.
Well, I'm going on the public assistance, too, so.
Excellent.
I'll have some money.
Milking the government. It's payback.
I might as well.
Payback time, right?
I mean, if nobody's going to let me work for my money, I'll just take it.
There you go.
So fuck them.
If you could post the page with all the pictures, the enki.cthugal.com, and you can take a look at our first 3 days of pictures there. And I'll be getting some more up next week because I'll be getting the whole batch of pictures. We have about 600 to 1,000 pictures. Enki was taking pictures with his digital camera all the way down. He has laptop offloaded onto laptop, took some more pictures. So we went down the West Coast to Washington, Oregon, and then California, then crossed over to Nevada. And then on the way home, we went through... what's north of Nevada?
South Dakota?
No, I didn't go through there. Some with an O.
Iowa?
What's
or Idaho?
Idaho. We went through Idaho and then back through. Back through Oregon and then Washington. It's not an O.
Yeah,
mine.
I failed you. Thank you.
Yeah, no kidding, eh?
Idaho sucks, dude.
Yeah, it sucks pretty harshly.
I went through Idaho when I was coming up to see you. It sucks pretty bad.
Boring, boring, flat, boring, boring, boring. But we met some people on the way down. We stopped at we met two fans on the way down. Wagga War again. I met him on the way down to Burning Man last year, and I borrowed a book from him and gave the book back this year to him, which was kind of funny. And then he gave me another book.
That's good.
So he was very cool. I went to the same restaurant as last time, the Mongolian Grill, and awesome food there in Portland. And then we went to Resonance House, and his parents were awesome. They got some pizza for us, and we all hung out for like 3 or 4 hours there. Shot some video there, hung out, talked. Very cool family. And
that's cool.
Yeah, it was awesome hanging out with the fans and just chatting with them. Right.
Somebody creeped you out?
No, they're both cool, and I met Wagga War before, and Resonant is totally normal, so I'm glad we didn't run into any freaks.
Well, that's cool.
That is very cool, because you never know. You're going to their house, and it might tie you up and keep you in the basement for a while, right?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Because as useless as we are, there are people like that.
Yes. And they're like, you're going to stay in my basement and do the old what the hell show now.
Yeah.
No!
Because I got fan mail, too, when you were gone.
Oh, really?
I got a package from Tektrix.
Yeah.
Which had a bunch of stuff in it.
Really?
It had a Palm Pilot in it with a keyboard and the cradle.
Holy crap.
I know. What else is in that? Oh, a 4-port USB hub, which I'm actually using because I'm too short to reach behind my computer.
Wow.
Which is good. And some ramen noodles and some popcorn.
Some ramen noodles and popcorn.
That's right.
So what did you do to deserve all that stuff?
Jesus says I'm cool, so
nice.
Who am I to argue, you know?
Yeah, excellent. Well, I guess he added extra, he upgraded and stuff like that. That's awesome.
So now I've gotten two free Palm Pilots and nothing to do, so. I got one for each hand.
Nothing
That's
to
awesome.
Fill your time with, eh?
Just rant media all day long.
Like, there you go. One big block of time. Subject, rant media.
I need a Palm Pilot to write that down. I'm going anywhere to do that.
Yeah, you just put a rant sticker on your forehead and you'll remember, huh?
Yeah.
So we met some cool people at DEF CON, of course. A lot of people were there. We went out and had some food. Sparky was there, Tweaked, Invader, Cubicle Boy, Joe, and some other people whose names I don't remember, unfortunately.
The hot goth chicks, I'm told.
Yeah, actually there was. There's something called the Black and White Ball while we were there, and and it was very, very cool. They had a band on whose name escapes me at the moment. Let me just look it up. And lots of hot goth chicks were dancing around there. Oh, from Regenerator. And I actually got an interview with them. Got them on film and talked about stuff, and they were very, very drunk, so it made for some amusing times. Got them to do some video promos for Rant Radio and stuff.
About how much video did you shoot?
Of them? About an hour, actually.
I mean, like, all total.
About six hours of video.
And we're going to use this how?
It's going to probably be put into a half hour or maybe an hour SKTFM. TV episode.
Well, I hope you can get an hour out of it. You shot 7 goddamn hours.
Yeah, but there's like an hour of this, and then there's an hour of that, right?
Okay.
So it's big, huge blocks because I was driving the whole way down. So
okay.
I wasn't able to film and drive at the same time, obviously, because we took my car. So I'm going to do some clever editing together and doing some music montages and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
I'll be able to get something out of it. Maybe an hour. But
maybe
it's probably going to be a half hour because I don't want to stretch it out and make it all boring and stuff.
You are like the opposite of Peter Jackson. You're like his polar opposite.
Well, the Burning Man was 2.5 hours, and I felt that was long. I felt it was really, really long, and it could have been an hour and a half, probably.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to cut down and make it a bit more exciting, the stuff I'm doing, because I feel I'm really stretching some stuff out, and it's just way too much. People's attention span just isn't that long.
Some of the stuff, the only thing that was, some of the stuff that was too long at the Burning Man movie, which no one gets to see anymore, are the long stretches of just the road, when you like to shoot the road.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, okay, that's long enough to move on. But
yeah.
Other than that,
not
you know,
too bad.
It was all right.
Yeah.
I mean, the actual movie itself was 2 hours, and then you had like 20 minutes of crap you cut out.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
No, it's not too bad.
Most movies are 2 hours now anyway.
True. I was actually able to give away some of the Burning Man stuff because I met some friends in the States.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah, so I was able to give away the first DVD of the SKTFM.TV DVD set to a bunch
yeah.
of people, which was very
That's
cool.
Not- How can someone get it before me? That's just so not right.
Because I just finished it the day before I left.
Oh, I know why. I'm just giving you shit.
And also, I didn't have any covers printed, too.
Not
like you haven't seen it all before. It's the exact same things on a DVD. They're just a bit better quality.
Check out the new fancy stuff, you know.
Yeah, it's got the indexes and stuff like that. So it is a bit... It's pretty neat.
And I got compliments on the commentary that we did, so...
Oh, yeah, the commentary. So you've heard some feedback on the commentary?
I did get some feedback on that, and they said that we did a really good job, and which amazes me, because we both thought it sucked.
Yeah, well, I've listened to a lot of commentary on a lot of DVDs, so I didn't want to do what they did, so I went, yeah, we're going to make a good commentary and not talk about crap. Try and give some insight and behind-the-scenes kind of info, rather than just saying what's on the screen.
I've heard some of those. No, those are awful. I hate when they fucking do that.
Yeah, what is the point of the commentary when you're just going to say exactly what we already know? Give some interesting tidbits about stuff.
Yeah, it's like, I'm watching this. I know what's on the goddamn screen. What the fuck are you doing?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole trip was great. It was lots of fun. Getting down there, getting back was fun. Lots of cool footage. Really relaxing. I brought down a whole bunch of CDs of music and some books on tape. Red Dwarf books on tape, actually.
Oh, that's right. You brought me something, right?
Yeah. That's
yeah,
right.
You're going to pick something out now, don't you, you fucking bastard?
Yeah, I got some gas receipts for you from faraway lands. Gas receipts from 6 states.
I knew you'd fucking do this. Like, I'll bring you something back from Vegas. Don't worry, you fucked it up.
I mostly gave out stuff rather than collected stuff.
Well, I know, but I didn't get to go.
I know. I really don't have much of anything because I hate bringing stuff back. It's just junk. I'm just going to throw it away, right?
It would have been real easy. Gee, what does Smokey like to do?
Maybe
he likes to He likes to drink. We could buy him something he puts drinks in.
Like a shot glass from DEFCON, a DEFCON shot glass?
That would have been cool, because I actually collect shot glasses.
Oh, no. There you go. That sucks.
I got a bunch of them.
And only the goons got shot glasses, because they sold out before they even sold to the general public. So, limited edition. So, well, you missed out on that. Unfortunately. I know. I suck. I ain't no good.
That's twice people promise bring me stuff back and they bring me nothing. This isn't working out, you know?
Not working out. Where's the perks of this job? Jesus.
Really, it's not like I get anything else.
Smokey's going to start crying. Send him stuff.
I'm going to start crying. It's terrible.
No worse than a cripple crying. I mean, it's pathetic already, right?
shut up. If you had any idea what I went through, like the first 3 days you were gone, you'd feel a little bit worse about it.
A little bit of pain. Was there crying in the IRC?
Yes.
You had no real way to contact me because I couldn't get my email and I really couldn't have any contact at all.
And I thought, I wasn't sure, I thought maybe Sean's phone would work because cell phones go almost everywhere nowadays.
I think that's gone. I tried phoning it today and I got some Chinese lady on it, so I don't think it works anymore.
Well, I kept getting the voicemail and I was just like, well, fuck this. Because you know what, even if he got it, he wouldn't tell you.
Yeah, and it sounded like she had been taking phone calls all day for him. She had a bit of smile in her voice, like, "Oh no, Sean's not here. This is not."
Okay.
Oh no, she didn't say Sean. No, it's like, "Oh, you've got the wrong phone number." But it sounded like she had a smile on her face, right?
Well, if he gets another phone number, make sure you get it to me, please.
Sure.
Well, you better.
He's very secretive. He's very secretive. Yeah.
Well, he can't be that secret because he gave it to me before.
He hides in a cave.
He does.
He comes out at dark. Yeah, and it was kind of iffy to use the internet access at DEF CON because you don't want to do that. They had something called the Wall of Sheep up, and what that was is a list of people's IP addresses locally within the hotel, and they also posted the login names and passwords to whatever they were connecting to. Because they're using clear text. People were logging into their email. People were logging into home accounts. People were sending in their tax receipts from DEF CON.
Are you serious?
Very dumb. So what they do is they put them on a big scrolling page on the wall. And they call it the Wall of Sheep because they're pretty stupid for doing that.
That is pretty dumb.
Very, very, very dumb. Anyway, it was lots of fun, and you'll see it all in the video when that comes out, maybe in a couple months. Who knows?
I talked to Anki a little bit when you guys were down there.
Yeah.
And he was kind of depressed. He's like, nobody's watching or listening to the streams. I had to be honest with him. I said, dude, a lot of this stuff is some boring shit. Because it was. I turned on one of the video streams once, and I saw this. What I saw was an overhead projector, and they had, like, metric formulas on it, and I'm like, okay.
some of it's really geeky. Some of it's a bit more socially understandable for people who aren't into computers completely. The audio streams wouldn't really add much to it. I mean,
he felt bad when I said that. I'm like, dude, I didn't say that you suck. I said there's nothing to do with you. It's other people.
Yeah. But it's a pretty popular thing.
I can see why.
So the new issue of Pain, Rant's official magazine, is out. Alien Binary told me that, emailed that to me. So if you could post the link to Pain number 11 is out. Always some good stuff in there by our resident writers. Now it's time for listener feedback, and Strong Bad will take us into the listener feedback. This one's from Kitaro. It's a quick porn on beta question. Looking for your old album on peer-to-peer, I found some of the tracks from the CD release version, the first album. Being as you plan to sell this version, is it still okay to share, put on the mirror, these extra songs? Yes, of course. You can share them all you like. Sharing is good. Information is free. So go ahead, do that with any of the Rant stuff. Anything we've ever made, ever, you can share it and give it away for free. Just don't sell it. Don't make any profit off of it. And we're all cool with it because we want people to see it. The more people see it, the better.
Because we won't sue you, but I'll just send Templar Knight to beat you.
That's right. So beware the Templar Knight, and everything will be cool.
And you don't want that, trust me.
Yeah, it's a bad, bad situation when you get into that. This next one's from Kicked Enough. I'm wondering if it's okay to stream individual shows from the archive. Archives. I've been doing with Tales from the Afternoon and What the Hell for a couple weeks and just thought about it using your bandwidth. Is it okay, or should I download the MP3? I'm doing this because I'm listening at work. I want to listen to the shows that are in rotation. I'm not allowed to download things on the computer and have no other high bandwidth connections to the internet. Thanks. Well, yes, it is okay to stream them. It's probably better if you're going to listen to them more than once to download it. Of course, in this guy's case, he's at work, so he's not allowed to download it, so that's all cool. It's the same as downloading once, is the same as streaming.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference.
It doesn't make a difference, but if you're going to do it again, it would be wasting bandwidth to stream it twice, so you might as well download it. But, of course, this guy can't, so go for it. That's all cool. The more, the better. This one's from John R. I recently got a chance to hear the MLM, multi-level marketing, rant by Sean Kennedy. And I borrowed it as an introduction for a speech I gave recently. That's right, the whole speech began with Sean's take on MLM in front of over 112 students in an auditorium.
That's scary.
That's very scary. I'm a business minor at the University of Kentucky, and Sean's irate blithering, however menacing it may be to my classmates, is quite right. But there's more. MLM is not business. It is a tool for marketplace destruction. It kills social systems and wastes time and resources for everyone. And there's a link you can post to his write-up for more chilling information on MLM. Thanks for the industrial music alongside which I wrote my paper. See, there's another cool use of some of the stuff we make. He's not profiting off of it. He's not making any money, but he used it. He didn't ask, but that's all cool. But he let us know. And I thought that was very cool of him to do that. And this one...
Guys, there is no patrolling tonight. Okay, they're asking.
Yeah, there's no patrolling. I'm going to try and get it out next week. Obviously, I couldn't make it because I was away.
A little busy
doing stuff for DEF CON. So hopefully I can get it done this week. I can't give any promises, but I'll give you a 75%. How's that? This one is for Smokey.
That's Canadian. In American, that's about 20%.
So. Yeah, so it kind of scales down in American, so not so good. you can read the next one because it is for you.
Oh, okay. I get to read. Yay. Smokey, I've had this question that's been bugging me for the past 2 weeks or so. We all know that Sim and therefore other vegans eat and no one really cares, or maybe I'm wrong. But in any case, what do cripples eat? Red Maiden. What do cripples eat? Well, this one's pretty short. I'm 5'3" tall, so I eat whatever I can fucking reach.
I see. So it's lower cupboards on the ground,
yes.
The dog food cupboard.
Yeah. Whatever I can reach and make within like 5 or 10 minutes.
Stuff that drops on the floor.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm a creature of convenience. Not so much, but I'm also a creature of budget.
I see.
I'd like to eat quickly, but not so much to where I'll be like Sean and spend $45 on a plate of dehydrated food.
Yeah.
You know, I'll go and I'll buy like something that's like maybe a dollar or two, like frozen food. Sure, it's crap, but I don't care.
So the ramen noodles and the popcorn are going to come in handy then?
Yeah, I eat a lot of that stuff. So,
yeah. White, bland, non-tasting food, huh?
Which is not to say that I don't like good food. It's just, you know...
It doesn't come across your plate too often.
Not unless somebody takes me out to dinner, not too much, no.
Yeah.
But I'm not a picky eater. I'll eat pretty much anything. Not a picky eater by any stretch of the imagination.
So there you go. For Smokey's birthday, you can get him some gift certificates for the local eatery.
Yeah, because when you think about it, you know, sending me food in the mail is a little creepy.
That is creepy, isn't it?
I told my mother about that, and she said, you're going to eat food that you got in the mail?
From some crazy fan?
I said, it's ramen. I doubt that it's poison.
Yeah, it'll be cooked thoroughly.
It's like this hard brick. How are you going to poison that? You know, you can't really inject anything into that. Probably pretty safe.
Yeah, I would think that would be pretty safe. This one's from Dane. I just wanted to tell Sean I really admire him. I am a new listener and viewer of Rant TV and Rant Radio, but I can really relate to everything he speaks. It is really great that someone can be this brutally honest about life. Like me, some people just don't get a chance to speak out. I, myself, am a musician and an artist and share the same theories. Keep it going. Peace. Well, thank you. We will keep it going.
Thank you, Darren.
This one's from Ivy or something. This is a comment. While bouncing between Invader Zim and numerous other Boren channels stoned tonight on my Winamp, I stumbled across Rant TV. You guys kick ass. I can't think of anything more to say. I'm going to keep this channel on forever. Well, we don't have infinite programming, but good on ya. Glad you like his stuff. You will see repeats.
See lots and lots of repeats.
Yeah. And the obligatory insane email of the week.
Oh.
This won't make sense. I'm a bull. Hey, I watch the station every once in a while. It's kind of helpful with some issues and completely the opposite with some. You guys should put some stuff about San Francisco in it. It's the perfect city. An alienic adventure. Crazy people everywhere. Okay, here's an equation. Remote controls with dead batteries, plus remote control receivers that have a book in front of the IR thing after the batteries are replaced equals yay. Defense. Heavy cerebral engineering plus heavy reverse cerebral engineering equals taken apart and put back together. Upgrade. I'd like to make an in shout out direct to my kitty cat with a T and her kibble in some way, please.
In some strange way, I understood what the fuck you were talking about.
I don't.
Well, first off, he was talking about San Francisco, which is a very strange place. Because there's just all kinds of different people there.
Yeah, we went there on our trip. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's an interesting place. And that's, I think he just said we should do some filming there because it's such a weird place. And then I think he was talking about how people, he's talking about remote controls, which I figured out, but he's talking about, you know, like when you can't get the thing to work,
yeah,
and then you realize, you think the batteries are dead, but then you change the batteries, and you realize it was just something blocking it off.
Oh, okay, I see.
And he calls that reverse cerebral engineering.
Oh, okay, now it makes sense, barely, but...
I'm really scared how I understood that.
Yeah, I guess you're thinking on the same level as him tonight, I guess. You're in the same mind space.
Yes, I'm in Rain Man mode. Thank you very much.
I just had no clue. It was just... It's still pretty damn weird.
Yeah, it's really weird, but... Believe me, I'm more freaked out than I understood it.
Yes, no kidding. I would never have understood that at all. And he did a shout-out to his kitty cat. I don't know I don't know what the T is, but anyway... okay, this is the internet news. This one's from Sabo. Prozac found in Britain's drinking water. Traces of the antidepressant Prozac have been found in Britain's drinking water supply, setting off alarm bells with environmentalists concerned about the potentially toxic effects. And the government is going, damn, they found out. Damn it. Now they're going to have to clean it up.
They found out.
Yeah, I guess they're hoping that they put enough in that people would be so lax and laid back that nobody would care enough that there was Prozac in the drinking water, but they didn't introduce it slowly enough, I'm guessing.
I wonder if that explains the teeth. Maybe Prozac tears up your teeth.
It could be. I've never heard of that side effect, but maybe taking it drinking through water may affect it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, maybe.
I don't know how long it's been in there, but yeah, it could be. The Observer newspaper... Go ahead.
I said I'm just reaching.
You are.
I'm reaching.
It's the most we could say about Brits, right, I guess. The Observer newspaper said Sunday that the report by the government's environmental watchdog found Prozac was building up in river systems and groundwater used for drinking supplies. The exact quantity of Prozac in the drinking water was unknown, but the environmental agency's report concluded Prozac could be potentially toxic in the water table. What does that say about Prozac in general? Experts say that Prozac finds its way into rivers and water systems from treated sewage water, and some believe the drugs could affect reproductive ability. Well, that'll cut down on the number of Brits, I guess. Spokesman for the... Yeah, it's not so bad, I guess. Spokesman for Britain's Drinking Water Inspectorate said Prozac was likely to be found in a considerably watered-down form that was unlikely to pose a health risk. It's extremely unlikely that there is a risk, as drugs are excreted in low concentrations. Advanced treatment processes installed for pesticide removal are effective in removing drug residues. The scary part is that there's enough people pissing out Prozac that they found it in the water.
That's a little messed up, man.
And the last line, prescription of antidepressants have surged in Britain. In the decade up to 2001, overall prescriptions of antidepressants rose from 9 million to 24 million in a year. That is all of Canada almost taking antidepressants inside of Britain. Yeah.
If I lived in that dismal place, I'd probably take Prozac too.
Yeah, kind of dreary, kind of gray,
cloudy,
raining, cloudy. Yeah.
It's like Seattle with obnoxious accent.
There weren't too many sunny days while I was there.
No.
It actually rained pretty hard when I was there. I got some of that on film. This next one is going to blow your mind. This one is from Kizzle. And he says, okay, now I'm really fucking pissed. If another thing from the after now starts to happen in real life, I will hold you all personally responsible. The FCC is considering whether to impose a broadcast flag content. Actually, before I say this, the preface of this is Disney wants to put digital rights management on everything, every single audio source, everywhere.
Yes, they do.
Effectively making a listener's license. If you are not, if you have not signed up to listen to the broadcast, you will not be able to hear the broadcast. With the digital rights management on everything. They want it on CDs, they want it on radio, they want it on internet broadcasts, anything that you can hear, they want a little flag on it that says yes, you can listen to it, or no, you can't listen to it. And this is from the good people at Disney. The FCC is considering whether to impose a broadcast flag content protection scheme on digital broadcast radio. The RIA is pushing for the flag, which would impose the FCC technology mandates on all future digital radio receivers. Apparently, the MPAA's success in getting preemptive FCC regulation on next-generation televisions emboldened the RIA to seek a similar regime for digital radio. The EFF, Electronic Frontier Foundation, who actually spoke at DEF CON and did a good speech, has filed two sets of comments on this issue. Now you may be wondering why we care about this little FCC backwater proceeding. After all, nobody has HD radio yet. The format may not even succeed, so who cares? Well, in their latest comments, Disney, who is an RIAA member who owns ABC Radio Networks and four record labels, let slip what this is all about. In addition to the extent of commission considers such a content protection mechanism, it should also consider whether to extend that mechanism to all music distribution platforms, including satellite, digital audio radio, and the internet, and broadcast radio service.
By the way, Disney owns a lot more than radio networks and four record labels.
Oh, yeah.
They own a lot more than that.
Huge company. Of course, when you combine them with the other companies they are affiliated with.
I mean, like Touchstone Pictures, all the ABC television networks, all them probably, I think, a newspaper or two as well.
Miramax, they own a couple of film distribution. Disney wants to wants FCC to regulate all devices capable of recording from any audio broadcast medium or from the internet. FM radio, XM, Sirius, StreamRipper, Total Recorder, you're on the crosshairs. It's the Hollings bill all over again. How about that? Listener's license, here we come. San Francisco man fakes his own decapitation in broadcast videotape.
Okay.
How to hack the media. Here is how to do it. A video aired Saturday that purportedly showed an American being decapitated in Iraq was a hoax. The American Benjamin, and the picture is great, please go to the site. The American Benjamin Vanderford reached the Associated Press in San Francisco, said he videotaped the staged beheading at his friend's house using fake blood. Vanderford, 22, said he began distributing the video on the internet months ago in hopes of drawing attention to his one-time campaign for city supervisor.
Oh, that'll do it.
How they're related, I have no idea. When his political aspirations waned, he thought the video would serve as a social commentary. It was part of a stunt, but no one noticed it up until now, Vander Ford said. I did this for a couple reasons. One is to attract attention, but two is just to make a statement on these types of videos and how easily they can be faked. On the tape, Vander Ford, 22, sat on a chair in a dark room with his hands behind his back, trembling and rocking back and forth. The tape showed a hand with a knife cutting at the motionless man's neck, but did not show any militants. We need to leave this country alone. We need to stop this occupation, he said on the video, adding that he had been offered for exchange with prisoners in Iraq. Everyone's going to be killed this way. Vander Ford was clad in a t-shirt, not the orange jumpsuit that the other hostages had been dressed in. Sipping his soda in the kitchen, a shirtless Vander Ford said he spliced images from a Hamas website showing mutilated bodies. He later edited the 55-second video to downgrade the quality so it would look like similar to the beheading tapes distributed since the war in Iraq. Vander Ford offered no apologies for his stunt.
Of course not.
This was another experiment that was part of this to see how quickly the system will spread news. So a lot
that's
of...
That's kind
of... That is kind of cool in that respect.
It is and it isn't. That's not a good idea, man. That's kind of tasteless, actually.
It's pretty tasteless, but these news stories, news places did not do any fact-checking. They just threw it on the air as real.
Yeah.
And there's lots of inconsistencies in the video, actually, that other news stories pointed out. Not this one, but other ones if you do a look for them.
He's probably a graduate of the Michael Moore School of Film.
Actually, I went to Michael Moore's site today, and up on his site, he shot by shot backs up every single shot and statement he makes in Fahrenheit 9/11.
He was on the O'Reilly Factor like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah?
He just got slaughtered.
Did he?
Bill O'Reilly just... Because Michael couldn't answer any questions. All he could say was, President Bush lied. That's all he could say, which didn't answer any questions at all.
That's really strange. He's Michael Moore's a very smart guy. He knows a lot of facts. That's very strange he wouldn't say anything.
I don't think he's a good debater.
Probably not. I've never seen him in a debate forum. Maybe he's just better presenting his one side of the story in his own forum, right?
That must be it. Because any question that he would ask him, like... They were talking about when we bombed Afghanistan, and he said, Bill O'Reilly said, well, what would you have done? And Michael Moore couldn't answer him.
That's always the clincher question, isn't it? What would you have done if you were president?
Yeah, all he said was, he'd say, I'd go after the person responsible.
How, right?
And he said, how? And he couldn't answer the question.
Yeah, it's all good when you criticize other people, but if you don't have the answers to how you would do it or how you would do it better, it's better to keep your mouth shut.
Which, you know, I know you like him, but he didn't have the answers.
Yeah.
He couldn't answer any questions.
That's right. Sometimes that's posed to Jell-O, right? Jell-O Biafra. And what he says to that is that he doesn't have the answers. But he likes making people more aware of what's going on. At least that's the first step.
There is that.
Which is good, because just because you don't have the answers, sometimes it is good to just show what injustices are going on. Maybe you don't know how to fix them, but at least maybe somebody else may know how to fix them.
That's true.
But he should have answered with that kind of retort. It's like, I don't know what I would do, but I am pointing out things that are wrong, that in my opinion that are wrong.
And he just couldn't answer them. And I was just amused by it, because, you know, he's Michael Moore, someone who's, you know, he's really up on his high horse.
He does get very, very pompous.
They set him down with one person, and he just couldn't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was very funny.
Very amusing. This next one. For the first time in U.S. history... They're going to air somebody getting sentenced, not shown put to death, but sentenced to death, for the first time ever. I thought that this had happened before, but no. Death penalty. Cameras reports. The jury decides. Let's turn it into a circus. On the first vote, half the juries were ready to send Mark Dukic to his death. After several days of tense deliberations in an Ohio courthouse, they had already convicted Dukic of mass murder, killing two people with lethal cocktails of prescription drugs. Now they have to consider his fate. The juror 12, a strong-willed New Jersey native named Camilla Duarb, nearly held out for acquittal in the first place. As the rest of the jury began to compromise on a life sentence, Duarb insisted on parole after 30 years. One juror can make the difference, she said. It sounded like a scene out of a made-for-TV movie, but when it airs on ABC August 10th and 11th, the documentary in the jury room will make history. For the first time, cameras have been captured, a real jury deliberating a death sentence. And they're hiding behind the gauze, the name of documentary instead of real television or something like that, right? Shock television.
Yeah, reality TV.
Reality TV, that's right. So they're calling it a documentary when, in fact, it's exactly the same as everything else.
On TV.
On TV. So I don't know how I feel about that.
But you don't like the death penalty, though, do you?
Well, I don't like the death penalty in at all to begin with. Because, like Angelo's words, what if you're wrong? There's been lots of cases where people have been put away for and put to a death penalty, but they hadn't been put to death, and then, new technology comes out, DNA. Oh, wait, it was that other guy that did it. Sorry, come on out. Yeah. We're not going to kill you anymore. Yeah, people can be wrong, and you can't reverse death.
Well, yes, there is that, but on the other side of things, the death penalty in the States is horribly inefficient.
Oh, it's horrible. There's people languishing in jails for decades.
They never get around to it. That's horribly expensive.
I don't understand that part at all. You're put to death, right? Yeah. How hard is it to kill somebody? You did it, right?
It costs like $50,000 a year to keep one person in prison.
Huge expense. Paying all the guards, the facilities, the food, the security equipment, all of that. And I don't understand how hard it is to put somebody to death.
Yeah, they've got it right in Texas. They don't mess around, but everywhere else
they're dragging their feet, eh?
It takes forever.
I mean, just do it or don't do it. I mean, get rid of the death penalty or kill these people. Don't let them sit in jail, right? But I guess that's the whole point. It's a kind of a between ground. It's on the fence where. We have the death penalty, but we'll keep them in jail really, really, really long time until maybe we can get them off and prove them that they actually are not the guilty person.
Yeah, and that's the bad part about it. It's like, you know, shit or get off the pot, pretty much.
Exactly. Do it or don't do it. So that's my whole thing is it. Maybe he didn't do it, and we don't know. So just keep him in jail. Just put him in jail or send him to an island and with all the other mass murders and let him fight him out or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Do something else. Don't need to kill people. United States is one of the few remaining countries in the world that actually still kill people. And they think they're pretty advanced, but I don't know. Kind of backwards on a lot of stuff.
Well, like what I just said, though, the way we do it, we don't kill all that many people.
No, not too many. About 100 or so a year. I can't remember what the actual stats are.
Yeah, there's 300 million people in this country.
Yep.
So
one of the worst killers in the world, though. Like, right up there. Probably first or second every year on the number of people killed.
That's true, but...
It's pretty bad, and they denounce other countries for beheadings. It's just another way to kill somebody. So that is the end of that, and we're going to take some phone calls. And I've got some people lined up already.
Yeah, Purden told me he wanted to call.
Yeah, we'll get that out of the way really quick, I guess.
He said he had a Scientology story.
Really? Has he been harassing the Scientologists?
I don't know.
I guess he doesn't say the word rant. I'll be all cool with that. Purden, you're harassing some Scientologists, I've heard.
Yep.
You're a little
Actually,
slow tonight, Purden.
Harassed me first, though.
What?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Well, first off, smokehouse, my stomach hurts.
Were you crying from all his insults?
And I give a fuck why.
Because I told you, I'll eat that pizza in under your name.
How many pieces did you eat?
Anyways, I ate like 8 of a large cheese pizza.
No meat on it, I'm guessing.
Well, that's what you get.
Cheese pizza, no.
Cheese pizza. Oh, you shouldn't eat that cheese. Bad for you.
I know.
Probably worse
too
than
much
meat.
Cheese.
Okay, tell us the story, Purden.
Okay, well, everyone knows that I'm working now, and I'm loading cabinets for a living.
Dropping cabinets for a living, yep.
Loading. Actually, no, I didn't break one yet. Anyways, we hired temp workers to go load. We hired temp workers, and this one temp worker was working really hard one day, and I had nothing to do, so I go and help him out.
Yeah.
And he starts talking to me while I'm helping him out. He goes, have you ever heard of computers? I go, yeah, I've heard of computers. He's like, do you go on the internet? And then I'm like, what? They have the internet now for computers?
He wants you to go to his gay website.
So this guy... No, he was trying to get me into a pyramid scam online.
Ah, multi-level marketing.
He said I've made... Yeah, he said I can make $300 a week, and I asked him why he was still working, and he said he doesn't make that much.
But he has faith. So, he has faith in you, though, right?
Yeah. So I go, no thanks, and I'm a little irritated by him because he keeps on talking to me now about all this stupid shit, and he goes into Scientology. Now, as soon as he mentioned Scientology, I felt the spirit of Sean Kennedy flowing through my veins. I was like, what was that? And he goes, oh, I'm in this cool religion called Scientology. It's great. Immediately, after he said it's great, I went, get the fuck out. You're fired. I got shit by my supervisor. But, she likes me, so...
Yeah, because that's religious persecution. You can't fire anybody for... the religion, unfortunately.
Yeah, if you take Scientology as a religion and not a business.
So he just left without telling the supervisor, because the supervisor said I was in charge of the temps, because I was the only one in the loading. So
you're in charge of people?
Yes, that's sad.
That's actually scary.
I know. So
as long as you keep firing the Scientologists, it's all good, I guess.
No, I said he was fired. He walks out. And my supervisor asked me, where's the guy? I told her that he walked out, he was tired of this crap. She believed me, and she said that I had to load it by myself. I go, okay. So I loaded a trailer all by myself. I lost weight.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
You have to update your picture soon then, eh?
Actually, I have an updated picture on my Skype.
Ah.
See my ski mask?
Yeah. It really shows... I can totally tell. Yeah, I can see the felt the fat melting away.
Yeah.
Yeah, the felt matting away. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Bye.
You're not allowed to insult me. That's Smokehouse's job.
Oh, okay. I am encroaching on his department there. Sorry.
I'm too tired. Get off my fucking phone.
We're gonna hang up on you now, Burden.
Wait, about the punk. The punk station that have shitloads of CDs I can upload.
Denied. And he's gone. denied. So we're going to go to the next person, and their person's name is Invader.
Okay.
And connecting. Ringing. I wish I made that sound. That would be cool. Maybe the next person. Invader.
Yo.
How's it going?
What's up, dude?
Doing well.
You're quiet.
Can you
either
talk louder?
Turn up your microphone or get closer to it.
Yeah, let me turn it up.
You sound a little depressed and sad and down and quiet.
Nah, that's just the mic.
That's just the mic. The mic is making you sound depressed, huh?
Yes, the mic has attitude.
Is it any better?
Yeah, turn down the depressed setting. Yeah, it actually is a little bit better.
Yeah, you sound better.
All right, good to go.
So, how are you doing tonight?
So, anyway. Doing well.
Excellent.
So to make Smokey happy, I decided to bring up the you getting called Smokehouse.
What are you talking about?
It did happen.
I got called Smokehouse. I can't remember that incident, but some people have been telling me I got called Smokehouse down at DEF CON.
Yeah, I wanted to double check.
It was Friday night. Did you call me Smokehouse?
No, by God, no means. It was the longer-haired kid. I don't remember his name by any means, but he definitely was like, "So you must be Smokey," and you were like, "There was a look on your face like I can't believe you just said that to me."
Yeah, Smokey's a 5 foot tall crippled kid from Peoria, Illinois. Well, not a kid. I look nothing like him.
No,
that was pretty funny.
But I thought. Still kind of cool though, man.
Yeah, he got people, yeah, Smokehouse got
Smokey
more recognition than
that,
me.
Yeah, he was just happy that people knew his name.
Yeah. you know why people recognize me or they know my name? Because I'm not a fucking fence sitter like you are, dude.
That's right. I don't take a stand on anything. Sorry for the yawn.
Tim just sits on the fence and says, "Well, I don't know.
I don't
think about it."
I could go either way. I don't know.
Whereas me, I'm just like, fuck you. Don't respect
leaving the
that.
Stream on is fucking me up.
Yeah, don't leave the stream on. Yeah. Sir, can you turn down your radio? You turn down your radio. We're getting some feedback. No, you won't be able to do it with the radio on. No wonder.
That's how they fix people who have a stutter. They replay themselves to them slowly through an earpiece, and you don't stutter any longer.
Oh, really? Because they're so embarrassed, or what?
Really?
Well, they
have no idea why it has to be.
Probably because they don't want to hear. They don't want to sound like that anymore.
Yeah, fucking humiliation therapy.
Humiliation therapy. Yeah, that's what happens every time I see myself on video. It's humiliation therapy, so I don't do it again.
Yeah, you look like you've got
did a good job.
When I'm on film? No. When I'm filming, it's good.
You did a pretty good job with the interview.
Oh, and the interview. Yeah, that's right. I'll make sure I'll edit out myself. Yeah, I was surprised. I didn't do too bad. I didn't freeze up or anything.
I swear to Christ, if you get any thinner, you're going to take up negative space.
I'll implode and make a black hole in the center here.
I looked at the pictures on Inky's site and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You must... I swear, dude, my wrists are bigger than your legs, for Christ's sakes.
And he's a crippled kid.
That's
eat
right.
Eat something.
Yeah, send me the food, huh?
God damn it, man.
Yeah, I'm pretty thin, but, you know.
I honestly don't know how you survive. You'd, like, sneeze and break your back.
It heals fast.
It's all the vegetables. It's good.
So did you want to say anything and tell us a story or anything?
Oh God, I wasn't prepared. What kind of story were you looking for?
Oh, well, if you don't have one, that's all cool. Did you have fun at DEF CON?
Oh, it's definitely the place to go at any point. I mean, you got to go at least once, you know, if you're into computers at all.
Yeah.
There's no reason not to go.
It is the big
people there are so friendly.
Yeah, big geek convention. I mean. Anybody fits in there. Nobody really cares about how other people look at all, because you all look really stupid.
Speaking of story, did you hear about the speech in the Parthenon where the kid went all terrorist and Priest had to kick him off the stage and restrain him because somebody was trying to kick his ass?
Yes, I actually did. Somebody was, I believe the story was he was calling for people to do a denial of service attack on a... Democrats website or something?
No, the Republican National Convention, he was saying.
Ah.
That they should blow up the buses by any means necessary.
Yeah, not so good to talk about that. DEF CON's a very peaceful, non-attacking kind of place. Yeah, we don't... that's not so good. So he got royally booed very quickly. And escorted away.
Physically assaulted.
Yeah, he was a speaker there, if you can believe it.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Because
crime
even though
or something.
You know, even though some people may not like Republicans aren't evil, okay? They're not terrorists. They're not
they're
evil
not
people.
They've just got their different point of view on how to make the world better.
Yeah. So,
anybody that goes up there and says shit like that should have their head kicked in.
And about 50% of the population is them. So
yeah,
you got to be watch out what you say, especially in a mixed crowd.
Especially now.
Not to mention the amount of alcohol involved.
Yeah, and you don't want to be shouting threets of killing people at a large convention. Not
no,
so good.
Where the government attends.
Yeah, where the government attends. A CIA, FBI, they're all in attendance there, and they're very cool about stuff. They're very nice. A lot of them, I talked with a few, and they're just normal people, and they're just finding out information just like everybody else attending there. They're just finding
they
out.
Did they go to the Meet the Fed one?
What?
They had the Meet the Fed, Meet the Fed, whatchamacallit thing over there.
Oh, yeah, I didn't go to that one, but
I heard about that.
I watched a couple of Spot the Fed ones, and I saw one that they did find somebody out, which was very cool.
I think Enki saw the Meet the Fed one, so ask him about it.
Yeah.
They had a couple of pretty high-ranking officials there, actually, like upper CIA class, like echelon-type people.
Well, so that's cool. The place to be to find out information.
They should be there. You know, it's a good thing to have them there.
Yeah, it's the cream of the crop.
Because I mean, God knows what would happen if nobody was there.
Yeah, like we all want our government, our information the government stores to be safe as well.
Yeah.
So they need that information about protecting their computer systems just as much as we do.
Right.
Did you talk to the H&K weapons specialist guy that was rolling around in a wheelchair?
Really?
Yeah,
I talked to one guy in a wheelchair, and that's the only guy I saw in a wheelchair.
He was a rather scraggly-looking fella.
Yes, I did talk to him for a bit. He was pretty interesting.
He said he couldn't talk about what he was doing, but later when he got drunk, it all came out of him. He was doing, like, high-end, like, marketing and designing for the weapons and stuff.
Wow, really?
Cool.
Yeah, marketing for automatic weapons. That just makes me laugh.
Wow. He was a little bit hard to understand at points because his speech was a bit impaired. But
definitely a very smart individual. Though.
Yeah, he seemed like a very, very cool guy. I talked to him with him for a very short period of time. We talked about nothing, really, but...
Yeah.
It could be that he's not smart and just crazy.
Well, he could be listening tonight because I gave him a rant radio sticker.
Well, that's cool. How many of those did you give out?
About 200, actually. Tons of stickers.
That's cool.
Yeah. And Sparky and the rest of the crew were giving them out like crazy. Sparky was a rant whore there.
Yeah, you want to talk about people? I'm just talking about Sparky.
Yeah. He was running his ass off doing stuff. He was trying to hook up an interview with Mitnick, but we ended up doing an interview with the people in the Regenerator band who actually performed there.
3 hours of waiting.
Yeah, What?
Mitnick's an awful tough ticket to get, I would think.
Yeah,
not
I'm
really,
sure you... He was pretty bombarded, I'm quite sure, and that's probably why we didn't get him. And I mean, even the band was really bombarded. We waited around for an hour to talk to them. But after we started talking with them, we were talking with them for an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really.
So maybe
believe it or not, Sim actually pitched some game at the woman involved there. I was impressed.
Oh, I'm good with the ladies. I'm good with the ladies once I get to meet them. But she was fully married to the other guy in the band.
Oh, well, that's a problem.
But I got my arm around her and all
as
that.
Long
she was very cool.
Oh, God, you're such a whore.
Yes, I am. She's in a goth. She's in an industrial band. What do you expect from me? Hot chicken
she
and industrial.
I put my arm around her.
She couldn't stop.
Huh?
What'd you say?
Oh, we missed
you. What'd you say?
She was wearing tight velvet shorts. He couldn't help it.
Yeah. She was dressed up really quite nicely, let's say. Here, let me get a...
You had to touch her?
Yeah, I had to touch her a few times. Let me get a picture of her. Well, you'll see it on the videos and stuff, but...
At least you're honest.
That's right. I don't hide behind it. I mean, geez, she's an industrial band. Hot chicken industrial. She was, like, really short, too. She was like 5'2" or something.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. She looked tall on stage.
Yeah, I was like, when she came up, I was like, whoa, you're short. Really, really short.
How about Sean bugging
nothing
out?
Nothing wrong with being short.
Cal's getting executed.
Oh, yeah. On the one of their videos, on while they're performing, there was they're showing slaughters of cows and pigs and stuff, and Sean was watching that and took off because he knew it was coming. Like, they were showing pigs and cows running around in the first part, and then they started showing them being killed and stuff. And Sean knew it was coming, so he took off before that.
He can't handle it.
They break the chicken's necks is disgusting.
He can't.
Yeah, he can't handle it. I can't really. Well, I don't. I can handle it not too bad seeing it, because I know it already happened, can't do much about it. But I don't eat them, so it's not like I'm really affected by that, so it's not so bad anymore.
Okay.
Well, where's some
pictures? I heard Sean got really drunk,
they have
too.
To die for me to eat them. I'm not eating it once alive. Oh, God.
Yeah, Sean got really drunk.
Did Sean drink?
and Sparky got drunk too, and everybody got drunk except for me.
Sparky handles his alcohol like a champ, though.
Oh yeah.
He was walking around like doing
stuff. The IRC
stuff,
says
you just drank a bottle.
Yeah, let me check out the stream 1 second.
Yeah.
No, it still seems to be streaming. So, probably just
because.
Yeah,
I was getting a lot of buffering too.
Just because, probably because our connection's not very good tonight. Because my connection to Smokey's not great right now. Kind of fuzzy and stuff. And a lot of delay when we've been talking to people. So there.
She's not too bad looking.
Not too bad at all. Sight's really
good. She's alright.
They had different pictures up here before. Oh well. Body was very good. So we're going to let you go. Thanks for phoning in, Invader.
So you're gonna drive me to DEF CON, dude? Is that what you said?
Yeah, next year I'm planning on driving, so we'll definitely pick you up if you're on the way, you know?
Well, it should be on the way because you're in Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah, you're definitely on the way. If we drive, it's no problem at all, man.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thanks
we'll
for phoning in.
We'll work it out.
And we will chat with you later. Okay. Bye-bye. I'm going to check out the stream for a second just to make sure.
Yeah.
So, entertain the masses.
Entertain them with what? I have nothing. Oh, dead air. This is what happens when you reach the end of the format and there's nothing left to talk about. Been peeling up goth chicks. And checking out the stream.
Okay, it's all good.
I can't hear you.
I
know you're talking.
I'm coming closer.
He's coming closer.
It's all good. I don't know, maybe it was because we had another person on the line. And let me see who else wants to talk. Nobody. Good, because I want to go to bed. So, that's it for this week. And we'll have some pictures up during the week. Of the trip, I'll pick out some good ones and put them up on the events page for DEF CON, and you'll be able to see some more stuff of who we met and what we did, and cool stuff like that.
Right.
I'm slowing down, and it's really hot in here, and I've got the fan on.
It's hot in my room too. I got the fan on, and it's not helping. It's horrible.
It wouldn't be so hot, but I have to close the window as to not annoy my neighbors and get evicted.
That would suck.
Yep.
So that would suck.
We are we're out of here for this week, and we're going to talk with you next week at same time, same channel, 11 p.m. Sunday night, and maybe patrolling next week. I can't promise, but I'll give you 75%. How about that?
Yeah. He'll try.
I will try and put something out for all the girls and boys waiting for stuff.
Don't worry, I'll bug the crap out of them because that's what I do.
And that's right. And some SKTFM.TV episodes, probably two or three in the very near future. So I'll be editing those as well because I've got...
You mean the TV show, right?
No. New ones. SKTFM.TV. New episodes.
Oh, new. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I've got a big backlog of archive of stuff that really needs to be put out.
Okay.
And, of course, some SK Sean Kennedy television show.
We're going to put those in the Rant TV rotation, right?
Possibly. At least some of the clips. I'm gonna excerpt some of them. And I put the best of, I think. Like some of the intros, like the monologues at the beginning.
Yeah.
And some of the better interviews out of Sean's show, because I'm not going to do the whole thing. It's just too long and awful, and the audio levels are bad on some of them.
Well, you said you cut the bands out, which is probably a good thing. But
yeah, at least I'll see how it goes and see how well it comes off, and maybe just cut out the bands portion on it.
I mean, I think we should run at least some of them, because, I mean, it was like the most watched program in the history of NullFop TV before it became inundated with porn.
Porn and cartoons and rehashed things you can go and turn on your TV and watch. We're probably one of the top-rated original programming on NullSoft.
And it's like I said, you know, they did mention it in the New York Times, so...
Damn right.
We probably should have it up there somewhere.
I think so. Put some Kung Fu outfit up on the station, huh?
Who doesn't appreciate the Kung Fu outfit?
That's right. Yeah. I know you all in the IRC really like it. So I'm going to name the people in the IRC who stuck around. Gluco, Purden, Pinion Blue, K16... Invader, Mainframe, not too many people talking, Case, no. Corodius, VTM, but she's probably not listening because she hates us all.
She hates me right now.
And Spider, who probably isn't listening either because she hates us all as well.
Hates us too. I banned her the other day because she pissed me off. I'm tired of it. We need to start. We need to have a discussion about that. I think.
Need some ass kicking in the IRC.
I think so. Cause I'm just sick of the 3 years of nitpicking I've been getting from her. Shut up.
That's good stuff there, Smokey. You can either ignore the IRC or you can kick some ass, and those are pretty much the only two alternatives there.
Every time I kick somebody out, somebody lets them back in, you know, and I'm getting a little sick of that too. So I'm gonna have to just get leet, just lock everybody out.
It'll be our own little channel.
That's right.
You
that's
and me, and we'll both be ops and be happy in our kingdom of nobody.
No, that's the way we want it anyway.
So. Oh, Gluco, you'll be able to download the Sean Kennedy TV shows in their full forms. We're not gonna edit those. These are just in rotation, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, the only part about getting them downloaded is they're huge.
Fucking huge. 2 hours, 3 hours long, some of them.
Yeah, so we gotta find a place to put them.
3 hours of video. Well, it's torrent. Easy.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's okay.
Yep. If people want to mirror them, great. But if not, they're gonna have to sit there and slowly download the torrent. Or you can wait for the DVDs to come out. That'll be a while off for those.
Yeah, and I think that's a lot of DVDs too.
It is a lot of DVDs. I can't remember how many there was. It ended up being 10 DVDs, I think. And I'm gonna harass the Burning Man people because I'm sick of waiting. I don't know if they've lost it or they haven't even emailed me or responded back that we've looked at it or we hate you or anything.
I think it's an empty threat. I really do.
And, well, they found out and they said take it down, so I don't know.
Yeah, but, you know, if they really gave a shit,
they send a lawyer thing? Yeah, but I don't want to deal with lawyers. I'd rather
not.
Well,
if they send a lawyer thing, then you say, okay.
Yeah, I could. I could.
But until they do, and I mean, how many copies of this thing have we sent them? And it's been on the web since 2001.
Yeah.
We're now halfway through 2004, and they're just now fucking figured it out.
Yeah, and I sent a copy, like, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 months ago? No, about 5 months.
They don't care.
And I told them they could have downloaded it. Yeah, I don't know.
They could have downloaded it, and they think, well, what, we cast them in a bad light? You'd think if they gave a shit, they'd look at it right away.
Yeah, and they should see that we didn't cast them in a bad light. They actually can use it as promotion or something. I don't know. It's really good, I think. It inspired a lot of people to go to Burning Man.
Yeah, made them some money.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, we're out of here.
Yep. Piss on them.
Done all my greetings. And so we'll see you next week, hopefully with some goodies. I'll have something done something that you'll be able to download next week, for sure.
We should have something new for them. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Because of the little break. So, this is goodbye from Sumerian and...
Goodbye from the smokehouse, who's tired and not paying attention.
Yeah. And we'll see you next week. Arrivederci.
Bye.
America is completely fucked up. You know that feeling that the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. You think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. All you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.